there's actually a lot of very unhappy, successful yes. business people in the world, successful in commons there, is that they aren't really successful in the way that they want to be, yeah. right? They've made all these like big sacrifices to get there. And it's like, that's not really what success is. Yeah. To me, success is really you get to do the work that you really enjoy and love and bring in good income and help people,
yeah.
but also balance things with lifestyle and wellness and those things there as well.
Welcome to Your Business Quest podcast. I'm Osman Sharif, the Business Owner's Coach, and I'm dedicated to guiding established experts like you through the journey of confidently growing your business without chaos and confusion. Come along as we navigate the unique chapters ahead of your business, exploring how to master your mindset and truly embrace your entrepreneurial superpower in everything you do. So if you're ready to make some real magic happen in your business, then let's embark upon this exciting quest together. Hello and a very special welcome to you to this episode. I am super excited, like I always am, but even more so today because I get to share with you a juicy conversation that I have with Logan Elliott. Logan is all about empowering illustrators, graphic designers, visual creatives to really achieve and grow their dream businesses. And I love what Logan does. I met Logan over 9 years ago when I was guest coaching at a retreat in the wonderful tropical Bali. And I was really focusing around wealth dynamics and mindset stuff as the coach there. And Logan was attending. And since then, we have got to know each other. I've been coaching him. I've been in his corner over the years, on and off. And it's just been amazing to see the journey that he's went on, both personally and also his businesses and the evolutions and what he's achieved as well. So I know you're going to love this conversation. Logan's all about entrepreneurship. That's what his background's in. He's got a decade of experience in being in that creative industry. And he's really passionate, as you'll hear, about guiding other people to truly achieve its success as creative business owners as well. And he does that through his own business coaching programs. So you are in for a real treat. And please do enjoy eavesdropping into my conversation with Logan. I know you're excited to get going, but before we jump in, I want you to get the most from today's episode. And for you to do that, just like it would be if you go on any journey, you need to know where you currently are right now before just blindly moving forward. So I invite you to take my Business Magic Scorecard right now so that you can get a snapshot of your current reality. You know what's going well in your business and where you've got the biggest opportunities for even more growth ahead. It's quick, typically taking less than 97 seconds, it's free, and I know it'll give you so much clarity. You'll get a personalized report with your results, along with some exclusive free resources to help you based upon your results to move things forward. I promise that it will help you to discover which of the three elements of my business magic formula you'd benefit from focusing upon right now. You'll then hear what's discussed in the rest of this podcast episode very differently and through a more personalized perspective with your scores in mind. And that, my friend, will help you when it comes to deciding what to implement and what actions to take as a result. So take action now, simply go to osmansharif.com/scorecard or visit the links in the show notes. Okay, now let's get going. A very warm welcome to you, Logan. You know, I'm going to ask you this question because it's a question I ask you every single time that we speak to each other. Where in the world are you today?
Absolutely. I'm actually in Switzerland right now. So I'm spending a month here in the Alps, a little town called Grimmins. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but it's an absolutely beautiful place. Snow-capped mountains and lots of hiking and things as well in between the work. So it's great.
Oh, I love it. I must say that me and you, we probably have had the most interesting conversations over the years. I've probably spoken to you in every part of the world. So from being in Antarctica to Costa Rica, and you are the epitome of being on an adventure. And this podcast is all about the adventures, the journey that we're on. So I'm really looking forward to diving into your journey, your experiences, and just having a great catch up as well. And our listeners obviously can just be in the background getting some words of wisdom from our conversation, I'm sure.
Amazing. I love it. Sounds great.
Perfect. So start off by sharing. You've had obviously quite a journey. I've been witness to that over the years since we met in Bali. But if you were to take us on a journey of your business journey so far, so even imagine it. I like to think about this as imagine if it was like a movie plot. How would you describe your business journey so far?
There's been a lot of different versions of this journey, and we might need a few movies, I suspect. But yeah, my background is that I originally studied science at university because it's something that I found really interesting. But what essentially happened was I picked up a bit of a strange and interesting hobby, playing with fire. And stilt walking, getting into costumes, very random. I totally get that. Most people are like, wait, what? You were studying science and you did this thing there. And I was getting involved in everything I could around university. I joined lots of clubs. I helped run some associations and events and had a conference events management job on the side. And basically what happened was I decided I wanted to learn a lot more about business. So after I finished my science degree, I went and studied a business master's and entrepreneurship master's. I came across this word entrepreneurship at the time, and I kept meeting these interesting people around university who were like, oh, I'm starting businesses and I'm building community and I'm doing this course called the Masters of Entrepreneurship. And I was like, that sounds really interesting. I ended up studying that. And long story short, during that journey, I was looking for an idea, and I essentially turned my creative, fun hobby, performing with fire at people's birthday parties and stilt walking costumes, I turned that into a business and really grew it from there. And that's a business that I then ran for 11 years, which is a big part of my journey, was really running and growing that business. So it was an entertainment company providing unique forms of entertainment for corporate, community and private events across New Zealand, where I'm originally from. I'm sure everyone's picked up on the accent already, going, where is that? Some people are like, Australia, Logan, New Zealand, UK. But yes, it is New Zealand. Yeah, I got involved in education during running that business. Yeah. Effectively, what happened was people started contacting me, universities, different programs, saying, hey, you've got this entrepreneurship master's. You've done a little bit of education work and you're running your own business, your own creative business. Can you come and speak or teach? And that kind of evolved over the years. So I basically ended up doing a lot of contract teaching for universities right up to a master's level, as well as other public programs. And that kind of just evolved. And then eventually I went, hey, you know what? I want to do more of this coaching, teaching, facilitation type work. So as I wrapped up my creative entertainment company, I basically evolved into doing a lot more of that. And these days I run Flammable Entrepreneur. That's the brand name. It's a bit of a nod to my previous business, the fire and volcano industry, in a funny way. And that's what I do now. So these days I help visual creatives to grow their business. A lot of our clients, graphic designers and illustrators. So yeah, that's, as you can imagine, a very condensed version of the journey of many years, but here we are now.
I love that. And again, what I particularly love is I've seen the different iterations, the different chapters, or the different, I'm not going to say trilogy, right? Because as we all know from the conversation, I'm sure there's going to be lots more adventures and things that will happen as you continue to grow your business. But what I'll love about your brand name particularly is, you know, I'm a big Harry Potter fan, okay? And like the Order of the Phoenix, I see that as your business. It's like you've got that phoenix, it's really grows, and then it's like, okay, it burns and comes alive in a different kind of way as well. So I love the fact that you have started something that was really not planned. It was a kind of hobby, and that's then morphed into this journey as well to doing what you do now, which is essentially very similar to myself in terms of helping people grow their business. But I love the fact that you specialize in working with those that are in that creative industry. So from your experience, especially being a fellow coach and people helper, what are the common misconceptions or frustrations for people that are in that creative industry? They love what they do, they're talented at what they do, but when it comes to the business side, what are some of the things that you think there's misconceptions or that frustrates you around that?
Yeah, part of it is probably the reason I started doing this work was that even when I was doing this contract work at universities and I was involved in these public programs, people kept coming to me, particularly creative people, going, hey, like, I need help to make this thing a career, a business, and I just can't figure it out. And it looks like you've figured this stuff out and you also teach. Because I've always sat between bridge this world of business and creative, or creative and arts. And so one of the things that I see a lot of people struggling with is that they are very talented at their craft, right? And yes, we're talking creative craft, but even that can go quite wide in terms of lots of different people have crafts. And that difference between that craft and your expertise around that and actually running a business.
Yeah.
And there's a really big misconception that people have is they think, oh, my business is not working or I'm struggling to make this work. I must be not very good, yeah. Right? It's, oh, maybe my craft is, I'm not that great at my craft. I'm not that great of a designer, an artist. I need to get better. I need to improve my skills. And I'm sitting there going, that is not the thing in your way, right? I just see it again and again, but particularly when we do intro calls with people, things like imposter syndrome and a lot of those things come up and they're going, hey, my art's not good enough. And one of the things I often say with people, I'm like, let's go through a checklist to make sure you're a good fit for our program. And I'm like, your work's amazing. Your art's amazing. That's not a problem. Let's move on. And they're like, wait, let's talk about that. I think that's the thing that's in my way, Logan. And I'm like, look, I've seen your work. And I really define it as like, the quality of their craft, is that something that is good enough to build a long-term sustainable business? Now they're going to grow, like we'll do grow, and they're going to learn more, they're creative people, of course they'll evolve, but I'm saying if your craft stayed pretty stagnant right now, could you still build a business, a sustainable business? And the answer is yes. It's the business stuff.
Yeah.
The marketing, the planning, the goal setting, the finance, all of those things. So that's in my world, particularly around the creative and visual creative world, that's a huge part of it.
Yeah.
And it's not just learning the business skills, it's realizing the importance of them and the experimentation and the application of them as well.
Definitely. And I can see so many similarities in terms of with my clients that I work with as well. And a lot of them have come from a corporate career or an organization perspective, and they have got their expertise. So they might have become that specialist, climb that corporate ladder, becoming that specialist in what they do. And then they go, now let me go and do it myself, right? But there's a difference. So it's that element of typically when you're in a large organization, you've got people that are doing the marketing, that you've got the IT, you've got the finance and all those people. But then when it comes down to, it's down to you as that business owner, that's where it can feel a little bit scary and terrifying, and we don't know what we don't know. And it's interesting, isn't it, how we often then can go back to the, oh, I'm not good at what I know or my expertise, whereas actually it's just you just don't know some of the things that we now need to do when it comes to growing our businesses. And by learning that, by really focusing on that and acknowledging that actually you don't know what you don't know, then it can become a bit less scary. And then we can then go, right, how do we focus on those parts as well? So yeah, definitely love the fact that we've got similarities in terms of what we do. But let me ask you, and I know this question because this is how we first came across each other back in Bali, where I was focusing on, I was delivering a workshop, which is all about how do we as business owners really tap into what I call our entrepreneurial superpower. Okay, so I use the Wealth Dynamics Profiling Test. Everybody that's listening to this podcast will know I talk about it all the time because I fundamentally believe that everybody that's in business should know what their superpower is and which of the eight profiles they align most closely with. So I remember clearly you came out as a creator. No surprise there from even the journey that you've talked about so far in terms of your business. And creators are generally people that are great at starting things, big picture, you know, they're passionate about what they do, they get lots of traction. But if I was to hand it over to you in terms of if you think about your superpower as being that creator, how has that helped you, first of all, in your business journey?
Yeah, I remember especially some of those earlier conversations when we first met and I discovered this, the system and the profile and what that meant. I was just like, oh yeah, wow. Reading all about it, I was like, oh yep, that's me. And I think a big thing for me is being a creator means I love to create. I love to create things. And the downside of that is, I can not finish things. Yeah. I can, when one's business starts working and starts working really well, it gets boring for me.
Yeah.
So I think part of that and a lot of the work that you supported me with and continue to support me with was really around how do I do that creator role within our business long term, right? So rather than going and starting another business and another business, it's like, how can I apply that, but then also build a team to support me around those things? And I remember I was like, I think when we first did this test, you were like, so let's get some of your team back in the previous company to do that as well. You're like, because one of the risks, sometimes creators attract a lot of other creators around them. And sure enough, I remember it was like, yeah, the four core people on my team, we were all creators. Yeah. And you were like, all right. And I remember at the time, I was like, okay, we need to get some other support. And whether that was, I think we ended up bringing a contractor on mm-hmm. to help with some things who was like on the opposite side. I think they were a lord. And they were able to just see these things as well. So I think for me, it's definitely informed that to the point where now I actually get to be a creator in lots of people's businesses. So that's where for me, I was able to use that and going, hey, like, how can I keep being that role, but then also bring in the star element as well. And through the coaching work that I do and even that entertainment background wasn't really a surprise in a way with that kind of creative star. Luckily, there's a good amount of mechanic in there as well, which definitely holds things together at times. I think for me, it's really helped me evolve my journey. And I'm just in this place now where I'm like, wow, I get to grow this amazing business, help people, and I'm right within my part of my element, my area of profile as well.
Definitely. And I think that's really important to recognize that we get to understand what our superpower is and how do we make it work for us. So again, there's been many times over the years, and I'm not just looking at you, Logan, it applies to all my creator coaching clients as well, is we could go from one conversation to the other conversation and it's, oh, I've had this idea, and it's let's go straight jumping into that, okay? So I'm not all about you stick to one thing and that's it for life, because that's just not the reality of business. We are always evolving, we're on that journey, it is an adventure, but it's how do we do that in a smart way? It's how do we do that in a way that you bring your passion, you bring your hard work, your efforts, and you then don't just abandon it when you get bored. And that's what the tendency can be, especially for those that are creators or at the top of the wealth dynamic square as well. But what I particularly love what you're doing is you are effectively growing a scalable business. It's continued to grow, but it's this latest iteration of it. It's been harnessing, like you said, your creative energy, because you see it as you get to use that creative energy when you are helping other people, okay? So that gives you that variety. It gives you that kind of excitement factor there as well. But you're not completely burning down your business every 6 months or every kind of 90 days. It is a case of, you know what you're doing. There's a sustainability perspective. There is a team that helps you so that you can continue to grow from it, but you're now spending more of your time harnessing and being in flow with your energy where you show up best as well. In your current version of your business, just share with me and the listeners, how does your team help you to stay in the creative zone?
Yeah, so at the moment we've got a team of six and it's pretty distributed. Most of our clients are actually in the US, few in Canada, some in Europe as well, but primarily throughout the US.
Yeah.
They're people that want to grow, and our business model is that, we have a coaching program that helps them to grow their business. As part of that, I have two coaches on my team who do a lot of the support with the clients as well. Obviously, I get involved in a lot of the coaching aspects too. And then we have three people who are effectively on more of the sales, marketing, and the admin side of the business as well. So it went from me doing the coaching thing and being that coach, which I think probably had a short shelf life of, I could probably do that for a year or two. I did that for a couple of years where it was basically just me, but it meant that I was running all elements of this business and I wasn't necessarily getting to sit right where I wanted to be. As I then built the team over the last few years, I was able to bring in people who are passionate about different areas as well, right? So whether that is through parts of the marketing side or the administration side, the details. Part of it's also been systems as well, help putting systems in place, but also getting the team on those sides as well. So I think for me, in terms of how the team has supported my role, is that I get to work within my energy and my areas of specialty, and so do they. And then that's part of, every time I bring on new team members, we get them to do the wealth dynamics. It's very interesting to see where they sit and, okay, how does that fit within the team? How does that support me? How do I support them as well? And, even more recently, the evolving business has allowed me to put more time into things like the program development and expanding what we're doing and making what we're doing even more effective and those things there, rather than just being involved in kind of the mechanism, working with the clients. I still work with the clients, but just at a different level. So I think that there has just allowed me so much space. And I think just as a business owner, when I was just doing the coaching component, I loved it. but I was also working with a lot of people at a time and didn't have a lot of breathing space to evolve and work on the next iterations of the business and how can we support the clients even more. Whereas I get to do a lot of that now and I get to geek out about the trends in the business and what we're seeing happening and how do we support people to make these transformational life changes as well.
I love that. And again, particularly, and this is where, again, a lot of business owners might be able to relate to this, is sometimes we try and jump too far ahead. I knew, for example, when you were in this iteration of the current business kind of model that you're in, that you were doing a lot of one-to-one coaching, you were there in that way. And that was great because it gave you that chance to be quite close to it, to bring your expertise in it. But there was always that recurring conversation between us around, okay, just remember, it's going to be natural for your energy and your superpower to get to the point where you'll be a bit like, oh, I'm looking at my diary. It's filled with one-on-one calls and that can start to feel quite heavy, or it feels a bit like I'm not getting it necessarily to use your superpower in the best possible way. Even though when you're having those one-to-one calls, I love the fact that you, from a mindset perspective, tapped into the, you're getting to channel your creativity through these other business owners. But it was as an understanding to go, but that's just a phase you were in your business to be able to get the things established really well, to then be able to go, right, how do I now get other point coaches, I think is what you call them, to be able to be there to support the clients that are on the journey as well. And those coaches typically are not the same profile as you. Like your previous business, it's not, we don't need to get loads of other creator energy in there, because actually it's, what are they doing? That's where, from a wealth dynamics perspective, it's really helpful to go, how do we balance that? How do we have those people that are really good at being that in that service mode? How do we help them to have that longer term perspective with their clients and follow the process that you've got in your program? So it's not a case of reinventing the wheel or diluting what your methods and your teaching is as well. So I share that just to give that bigger perspective from seeing it, from being in the corner there as well, is some creators can try and jump too quickly to go, I don't want to do that. I want to go straight to the where it's hands off. But that's not necessarily going to help them to create something that's tangible or that's able to then move to that next phase. So I just want to recognize that journey that you've been on in terms of letting go of different parts to then be able to get other people to connect with it for you to then be more in flow with other aspects as well. Anything to that you could say about that?
I just love it. Like really recognizing, like I had to go through those components. It's not that I hated them either. Like it was part of that journey of also figuring out like what do people really need and how does this work and how could I, a lot of the work that we do now, obviously there's a lot of elements to our programs. There's video module elements, there's one-on-one elements, there's group elements. And like, for example, the video elements, like they evolved from me working with a ton of people one-on-one.
Yeah.
And in terms of their needs and their struggles and those things there. So they were very much not kind of me going, here's what I think people need from what I'm seeing. It's, this is what I know so many people need because I've worked with so many people. Mm-hmm. And I think part of it as well, like within the team, one of the beautiful things of starting as a team of one and then evolving it to six is that I've worked within everyone's roles. So yes, certainly there's those roles that some of them do a lot better than I did, right? Because they're great at it, they're passionate about it, they're focused on it. But I also understand all of those areas. So when they have struggles, whether it's trying to support a client or on the marketing side or on the social media side, I'm like, I actually understand that. I don't need to be an expert in it, but I have a really good understanding. And that's just been part of that evolving the business rather than going, I'm just going to hire someone to do all the marketing. I'm going to hire someone to do all of that. I'm going to hire coaches and not experience that myself. I'd be like, I don't know what's going on. I have no idea how that works. For me, it's that evolution has also then built the foundation of this business that I've got that allows me to keep building on the foundation, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. So it's very much about you're embracing your superpower. You've got your team working in the best way for them as well. One of the other parts of the jigsaw when I'm working with clients is really making sure that you design your business in the best way for you. Yes, your superpower is one component of it, but the other part of it is about your values and what's important to you, what your vision is, what your goals are. And again, I love the fact that from the season that you're in your business or your life, I should say, do you know what I mean? You have been able to craft or create your business or design it in a way that still lets you to have a fast growing business, but also have the life that you choose to have as well. So just, can you just talk to that for a moment, just share with the listeners, how does your business help you to have the life that you have, and describe what that's like?
Yeah, and that's something that I don't necessarily always talk about a lot, is like what's happening around the business in terms of my life as well. It's like, oh, Logan's in Switzerland right now. He's off having a trip. And I'm going, well, it's not actually a trip. This is just my life. Yeah. And I think that's a really interesting thing I have to think about. 10 years ago when we started working together, like, I was really wanting more of that freedom and flexibility. I've always been someone that has always followed passions and purpose and lifestyle and these things very closely, and built my businesses around that. Yes, I want to be able to build a business and help people, but also be able to live my life and have these experiences too. So that's where, as things evolved, particularly with this latest business that I've been running for quite a few years now, I was able to go, okay, what is the life I want? What is the lifestyle? And part of that was, hey, I want the flexibility to be able to travel more and to be able to work from unique places like the Alps in Switzerland. And so therefore, it was really about building a business that could work to that. So it's not an issue right now that I'm in Switzerland. As I said, a lot of our clients are US-based. Like, that doesn't need to be a problem.
Yeah.
Right? I'm also from New Zealand. I love spending time in New Zealand and seeing family there and friends. It's a beautiful country. You'll remember I have the van in New Zealand as well. I used to do some calls with you from the van. It's like it's an RV. Depending on listeners, it's a very nice van. I think van sometimes gives the wrong word, but it's kitted out with solar panels and a kitchen. And this is an amazing thing. And when I'm in New Zealand, I'm able to also do some of my work from that sometimes as well. So it's not that, oh, I'm just like off traveling the world and I just have this business on the side to make the money to keep traveling. It's no, like, I want to be able to build a long-term sustainable business that's serious, with a team that helps people and does all these things, and at the same time can live this life that I want to live as well. And it's evolved and changed. And after doing this kind of 1 to 2 months per place for the last number of years, I'm also like slowing that down now. I'm like, great. Like, I want to spend, you know, more time in the States in particular. My partner, she's from the States. So we're spending a lot more time there. Yeah. And obviously that looks like slowing things down. So it's not, oh, this is my life now.
Yeah.
But also the business can evolve. You can support that as well. It doesn't actually matter whether Logan is in New Zealand or Switzerland or in North Carolina or whatever that looks like. It's, I can run this business. I can support that team. Now, I will say a little bit hard for me to spend much time in Asia, unfortunately, because the time zone there is just too hard because of our thing. So it's more vacation time in different parts of Asia.
I love that. And again, I think it's just really important to recognize the conscious decisions that you made along the years to go, how do you do that, especially in different seasons of your life? And like what you just said there, that things have slowed down a little bit, whereas it used to be every time I speak to you, you'd be in a completely different place. Whereas then recently, I'm here for this period of time. And talk to me about mindset, because I know that's a huge part as all of us go through and grow our business, but especially for your recent last few years, that fast growing business, that kind of, this is what I'm doing. How's mindset got in the way at times? What mindset things have helped you? Just anything to focus around that.
Yeah, and this is, I say this to my clients a lot, and this from so much of the work you do, like, the mindset game or piece of it is the biggest element, right? We could talk all day about marketing and social media and these different things you have to do, planning, but the mindset piece is just fundamental to all of that, right? And I think so many people went through lots of challenges over the last few years, obviously with COVID and different things as well. There was a lot of work that had to be done for many people, and a lot of work that I did around that mindset and going, hey, there is opportunities, there's future, there's possibilities, and there's abundance as well. And I think a lot of people have fallen into scarcity mindset. We know that a lot of people live in scarcity mindset, you know, their whole lives anyway. But also really for me, it's been going, okay, how can I step into areas of opportunity and abundance? Yeah. How can I live this life of my dreams, being able to support people and do things I want to do as well. So there's certainly, I've had bumps along the road, and there's been some pretty challenging experiences that I've been through with my previous business as well. Yeah. And I've really had to keep coming back to, hey, I'm passionate about what I do and there's opportunities in doing this as well. There's everything's figure outable. That's a big thing that we all hear and say as part of it as well. But I think that growth mindset, the abundance mindset, those things are so important. And that we do live in a world of opportunity. Yes, there is a world of challenges out there as well, and pains at times too. Yeah. But also I think just keeping focused on what's possible and keeping focused on our own journeys and what we can do and how we can help other people as well. So yeah, some of my thoughts.
And I love the fact that, again, I'm sure a lot of listeners can connect with this as well, is that often we think, you know, when we get to that next part of the journey, then I'll be there, do you know what I mean? Or it'll be okay, right? But what I love is, and again, I've experienced it through many of our conversations, is that when you hit that next goal, when you grow your business to that next part, it doesn't mean that the mindset stuff is all done and dusted. Because that's where it's about, okay, now how do I evolve my mindset to step that up? Because I'm now it's not just me anymore. It's about, you know, it's the team, it's the what we're building, what we're growing in that way. And I love the fact that I noticed this with you and over the last recent years, is the way that you think about your business has been very different and it's evolved. It's that, right, I want to think about this as the CEO of my business rather than I like what I'm doing, it's a hobby business, or it's just a solo kind of business. And that again just shows that journey that I've seen that you've went through there as well, but the mindset up levels that are required at each stage.
Yeah, and I think I love what you said there around supporting others, whether that's the clients or like the team that I've built now as well, is, you know, I've also got to be there for them. So I'm not just maintaining a great mindset for myself. It's also for, the clients we have, the people we support, and also the team that we have as well, because they're all going through their own challenges and mindset growth and journeys too. How can I be that supportive piece of that too, but also the authentic piece too, right? We really want to balance that. It's not that everything's all rosy and everything's easy and there's nothing wrong in the world and nothing's challenging. There's challenges, but being able to keep in that positive mindset and look at the possibilities, but also be aware of the challenges as well.
Yeah. I love the fact that you've been sharing about your journey and how it has evolved as well. On reflection, okay, has there been any kind of key defining moments for you on that journey, especially that's got you into this latest iteration of your business that you're so thankful for now, even though maybe at the time you were thinking, it was challenging or it felt quite hard, but anything that comes to mind that was a defining moment that you're really grateful for?
Yeah, I think when we look back, we're like, it was all obvious, right? It was like, I made that decision. No, that is not what happened. Like, this was very intentional. And there is a very defining moment in that I'll try and keep it a relatively short story, but basically I'm on my bike, like a push bike in Queenstown, New Zealand. It's absolutely stunning day, absolutely beautiful. It was like a Wednesday. I'm on my bike in the middle of the day, biking around. There was no one else with me. And I looked around and I was like, what am I doing here? Like, it was this beautiful, stunning day, beautiful place. And I was just like, like, this isn't actually where I want to be right now. And it was a really interesting moment because it was like, why don't you be a bit more grateful, Logan? You have these thoughts. Yeah. But for me, I'd been in New Zealand at that point. It was during COVID years. This was 2021. And previous to COVID, I'd been traveling a bit. I'd been connecting with people around the world and in community. And I had a lot of great entrepreneurial friends overseas. And then suddenly I felt very disconnected from them. When I was in this point in my journey where I was like, I was wanting to do and was doing more of the education work, but I knew that for me, the opportunities really lay outside of New Zealand. Yeah. And I already had some overseas clients and things like that, but I just went, you know what? Maybe I need to leave, right? Yeah. And maybe I need to actually go do something and leave this country, which was a very interesting decision at the time because New Zealand was pretty safe and pretty easy to live in and those things there. And I did. So I ended up leaving, long story short, about a month later and spent 18 months overseas, which wasn't as long as I intended because COVID made things challenging to get back. That really gave me this kind of opportunity to be out there I spent a lot of time in different parts of the world and was able to really connect with my community, entrepreneurial people, and then grew the business and started running events and retreats. And basically the business I had then just expanded and grew from there. Yeah. But it was like just one of those like moments of like me really getting out of my comfort zone of I'm really comfortable here. I've got my bicycle and I'm in beautiful Queenstown. And I'm like, this is not actually that challenging. Like I wasn't being challenged in my life at that point. And I wanted to be challenged and do that. There's a lot to that story, but that was a pretty defining moment. And half of the people I knew were like, Logan, absolutely, what are you doing here? Get out of here. Hurry up and go. And then the other half were like, what are you doing? That's wild. No, don't. Yeah, just stay where you are. And it was one of those moments that looking back is like seems so obvious, but it was like, no, it was a big decision. And waves came off that as well.
Oh, absolutely. And gave me flashbacks, Logan, to many conversations during that period as well. Because what I love about myself and you going back to entrepreneurial superpowers is we are the complete opposite energies. We're on the opposite ends of the wealth dynamic square. So that's where it's about embracing, okay, what's that niggle moment that you're having, that kind of that, okay, what's this telling me? And how do we look at that from what's getting ticked off at the moment around your goals, your vision, your values? And quite clearly, just from what you shared there, there were certain things that you're going, I should be happy, right? Okay, because it's not a bad situation that you're in, but there was that element of what's next. And I find that a lot with the business owners that I work with as well, is especially that's why I very much focus more working with established business owners, because I say this often, when we start our business, sometimes it's like we're just so busy doing what we can to make things work. And then, you know, for those that persevere, that learn and that adapt, they get to a point where they go, okay, this is working. I've now got to where I wanted to get to. But instead of getting to that point, they go, great, that's it. They often have that moment of like, why does it not feel magical? Why is that spark went slightly? And that's that crucial point where instead of throwing away your business, it's that evolution piece. That's where it's a case of going, okay, now you're at a different level. Now you're at a different kind of part of the journey, the game of business, that we get to look at what are the parts that I really like? What are the parts that no longer serve me that I'm grateful for? But what do I now want? And a lot of it is about setting the vision for what's next, based upon who you are at that point, based upon what you want there as well, and making some challenging decisions. But from what you shared there was things were going well. You were lecturing, you had things that you were doing, you were getting paid. But for that decision for you to go, I want to leave New Zealand, for example, because a lot of what you were doing at that point were location-based, it was a challenging decision. But sometimes we have to make those decisions to go, even though this is going well, I'm going to say no to it, even though it might sound crazy, to then allow the next part to evolve as well. How does that feel when I take you back down to that trip down memory lane from our perspective?
Yeah, and I think part of it is it almost sounds like I was standing on this bike path and I just decided I was going to do this. No, like the process looked very different. I called everyone I could think of, including yourself. Here's what I'm thinking. And it really, through that process, it did become very clear that this was a very good idea, a smart idea, and a safe idea. And it wasn't going to get in danger, but it was like, it was more, this was part of the next kind of evolution of myself as well. And this is the leap I needed to take. But it was like, it was very calculated. It was very like planned as well. And okay, it was a relatively short timeline. It was about a month. I was at this point where I was like, something needs to change. And I also went with the intention of, I'm going to go away for a few months. Yeah. I'm going to do a bit of exploring. I'm going to evolve what I'm doing. And one thing led to another. And next thing you knew, you're based in different parts and countries. And I remember I was in, I can't remember, I think I was in Chicago at one point. I said to one of my friends, I said, I might be able to continue this lifestyle of living in different places as this business grows, but we'll see. I don't know. Like, we'll see how it's all going. And then from there, it just kept going, and I was able to evolve the business and the lifestyle as well while still supporting the clients and building the business. But I went to some beautiful places as well. And during lunchtime, I would be in, you know, Peru, for example, and then was able to be supporting clients from the really nice Airbnb there. But then I was out hiking or whatever that was. So yeah, I love it.
Love it. I was loving my life through you often. I was like, you were saying to me, so what are you doing? I was like, I've done this school run, and this is what's happening with the boys, and this is what's happening. And it's just, it's funny. But what I love about that part is we all have a different version of what that adventure is, okay? And even with your business owners, and I think this is a key thing to really emphasize as well, you work with a lot of creative people, okay? So creative industries. But many of them I know have done the Wealth Dynamics, and we've done that together through your programs. But even by diving into that, there's a whole range of people that have got different kind of superpowers in there. So it's not like a case of all creators are always, they come out as a creator. You know, we've got people there that in the past have come through as mechanics and lords and traders. And the reason why I'm saying that is because it just gives us that chance to go, what's right for me? What's magical for me? What's my version of my vision that connects with my values? And that's where we get to really create our own unique journeys. And that's why I love these conversations that I get to have with people like you and people I get to work with like you as well, because it isn't just a cookie cutter, one size fits all approach. It is about having that that boldness at times to go, I get to choose and create it the way that actually will fit with me. So therefore it's more sustainable, it's got that growth opportunity, I'm more motivated, therefore it's that kind of, we'll continue on that journey moving forward.
Yeah, it makes me think about, I say this to our clients as well, is there's actually a lot of very unhappy, successful business people in the world, successful in commas there, is that they aren't really successful in the way that they want to be, right? They've made all these like big sacrifices to get there. And it's like, that's not really what success is. To me, success is really you get to do the work that you really enjoy and love and bring in good income and help people, but also balance things with lifestyle and wellness and those things there as well. And yes, there's a version of everyone's business that's, you're making a bunch of money and you're doing some stuff, but it's, you're not happy. And you're overwhelmed and you're not spending time with your friends, your family, your kids. How do we make sure we're building businesses that do give those things, the flexibility, the freedom, but also the passion and the purpose behind it as well. So I think that's where the work that you do and I do as well is so important, because it's really helping people to stay aligned with their values and their opportunities and their possibilities as well, rather than building this beast of a thing, which is like another day job or something that you maybe escaped from, or depending on what the journey is.
Definitely. So I'm excited to see how your journey continues to evolve as well. Okay. So if you can just share, obviously, I know you always have lots of ideas, lots of adventures as well. But my question for you is, if your business could talk, if it had a voice and it was to give you any words of wisdom or any advice right now, what would your business say to you right now about your journey moving forward?
I think one of the things it would say is there's no rush. There's no rush. It's enjoy the journey, smell the roses along the way. You know, we have an amazing team right now. We're continuing to grow, but there's no rush to just, you know, grow for growth's sake. We're doing a lot of work these days on things like systems and, you know, how do we increase the possibilities of what we're doing? The programs are making them even more effective, and we get phenomenal results already, but like, how do we support people long-term even more? And so the business is saying to me like, hey, you're good. There's no rush. Let's also just keep focused on building those things because naturally the business will continue to evolve. And I'm not just, I don't want to just grow the business forever. It's no, we already have an amazing sized team. I don't want to end up with a team of 40 people. And maybe in 10 years time, you never know. But I'm loving having a small, diverse, amazing, powerful team, being able to support a lot of amazing clients through the work that we do. So I think that's part of it as well, as going, hey, like, there's no rush. Like, I have some pretty lofty goals for sure, but also there's time as well, and how to maybe keep also hiking in Switzerland and enjoying these things that you're doing as well, whilst you build the business in this passionate way too. So
I love that. And again, I think that's definitely a key reminder for myself. Often it's, I'm in this for the long term. It's the same time I'm like going, okay, let's do this or let's do next. When I'm, if I feel like I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself, and with clients, it's like a chill out. Okay. That doesn't mean that you're not pushing yourself or you're not just staying or settling in your comfort zone, but it's recognizing that you can enjoy the journey. And that's the whole point. And that's the whole part of the reason why the whole podcast is about your business quest. It's about recognizing what is that quest and how do we enjoy it as well. So I've loved this conversation. I'm sure we'll have many conversations over the years on the podcast to see what happens next. So watch this space. For anybody that is, especially in those creative industries that think, oh, I really like what Logan's kind of said, where can they best find you? Where do you hang out? I'll obviously put all the links in the show notes, but over to you.
Yeah, the brand is Flammable Entrepreneur. I know that's a very long brand name. I have a very long email, but flammableentrepreneur.com is where you'll find us. We're on Instagram as well. We can include those in the notes too. We always love connecting with people that are wanting to evolve and build their creative business, particularly more in that visual creative space as well. And always just love connecting with people through, whether it's through me through LinkedIn or through our Instagram or the website. Always love connecting those ways as well.
Perfect. I'll pop the links in the show notes. And once again, I just want to say thank you so much for all the sharing, the ups and downs, the pivots, the changes. It's been an absolute pleasure getting to witness it really firsthand as well. And as I said, I'm really excited to see what you continue to do. But we definitely need to have a tracker on you. There needs to be a website of named Logan. So I can click to see where are you in the world now.
I'm pretty sure my parents would agree with you on that one as well.
Perfect. Thanks again, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.
Amazing. Thanks, Alex.
Two quick things before you go. First of all, I would be so grateful if you could do me a favour and take a minute to subscribe, rate, and leave a review of this podcast on your favourite podcast player. This will mean that this episode and future episodes find their way to other business owners to help them on their business journey. And also for you, it'll mean that the next episode will be waiting for you in your feed so that you don't miss out. And then if you've not already done so, I'd again love to invite you to take the Business Magic Scorecard, because in less than 2 minutes, I promise that it will help you to clearly see where your biggest opportunities are for growth and what's currently going well for you, so that you can keep doing those things. You'll receive your results in a personalized report along with free exclusive resources to help you move things forward based upon your individual results. And what's more, you can even book in for a free 50-minute virtual cuppa with me so that we can have a real two-way conversation about your business and results. So will it be your design, your mindset, or your strategies that need your attention, so that you can confidently grow your business without chaos and confusion? Find out by going to osmansharif.com/scorecard or through the links in the show notes. I look forward to hearing what you make of your results, and until next time, bye for now.